I think the narrative that connects AI to job loss for many of the CEOs that are doing it, it is just too lazy. It's just too lazy. AI has just arrived. How is it possible they're already losing jobs? You know, how is it possible that AI became productive and useful only 6 months ago? Mm. And they were somehow laying people off 2 years ago because of AI. It doesn't make any sense. Mm. It was just a way for them to sound smart, and I really hate that. I think we're scaring people, and that's irresponsible. I think we should tell a balanced story, a balanced narrative about the potential of this technology, the importance of advancing it safely, security, guardrailed, with necessary social, political, government, industrial policies to ensure that it advances safely. On the other hand, tell a story that's optimistic so that people want to be part of it.
We are seeing more and more companies cutting jobs while they're investing heavily in AI. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how inevitable are job cuts because of AI? And what do you say to people who are afraid of losing their jobs to AI?
I would say to the people who are worried about losing their jobs to AI, to learn AI. You're not going to lose your jobs to AI. You're going to lose your job to somebody who learned AI better than you. When the PC came along, the PC didn't take people's jobs. The people who didn't learn how to use PCs were left behind. You know, when the computers came along, the computer industry, I had the benefit of being swept along with this incredible growth of this industry. I could have, of course, rejected it and went to another field where the computers was not involved, and I could have been left behind. And so my recommendation is don't allow yourself to be left behind by AI. Now let's talk about what's going on. It's more likely that the companies with ambition will be more productive, they will do things faster, their company would increase in velocity. As a result, they become larger, more profitable. When they become larger and more profitable, they'll end up hiring more people. Of course, they'll use more AI, but they'll also hire more people. NVIDIA today has AI all over our company. We're hiring more people. We're moving faster. We're more and more ambitious. The type of things that we used to think was going to take 10 years, I now think it's going to take 1 or 2 years. And so your ambition has to be elevated by the technology of the time. If you don't engage the technology of your time, you'll just simply be left behind. And so my recommendation is to engage it. Now, the future, when people think about job loss and AI, what they see is that there's only so much work in the world to do. There's only so many stories to write, only so much code to write, only so many products to design, only so many things to enjoy. And that is completely, obviously false. Our ambition, if great, then automation and AI, which is the ultimate version of automation, would elevate your company, would elevate GDP. As a result, you know, we should be able to bring more prosperity. It is very likely there will be more jobs in 5 years than there are today. Many more jobs. Some jobs will be different, some jobs will be gone, and many new jobs will be emerged. And I can say that with almost certainty. And the reason for that is this. The world has been growing, the GDP of the world has been growing at about 2% per year, for 150 years. For 150 years where there was the Industrial Revolution with electricity, information technology, transportation, steam, manufacturing equipment, all the way to personal computers and internet and cell phones and so on and so forth, and artificial intelligence, it's been on a solid 2% per year. And it's incredible. And my sense is that, well, my belief is that all of those technologies at the time were transformative. Of course they were. How you and I live our lives today and how 150 years ago people lived their lives, or the industries, the companies, My goodness, completely different. And yet, 2% per year, the number of jobs that have been created in the last 150 years, incredible. The number of jobs that will be created in the next 150 years is going to be utterly incredible. Of course, some jobs will be very different. Let's imagine that prosperity. AI has the opportunity to close the technology divide like no technology ever has. For example, you are a better user of computers today as a news reporter than at any time in history, because you can program the computer to do whatever. If you want your own website, if you want your own broadcast, you can. Just ask the AI to help you create it. You're now a programmer just like I am a programmer. And so for the first time, AI has closed the technology divide. We have the opportunity to bring everybody along in this new technology revolution. That's a very big deal. The second, of course, AI will likely change the shape of the services industry, the manufacturing industry, and very importantly, the consumption industry, the entertainment industry. It is more likely that people are going to consume more because we're more prosperous. And because we're going to consume more, it is very likely that the leisure industry and the creation of content will enjoy more because we'll have more time to enjoy the content that you create.